Often talk about basketball and fans and the relationship between the two, and really sports and fandom in general. In every sport, there is some barrier separating the contestants from the spectators. Thank God, there's something. In basketball, for whatever reason, there's not. I don't know if it's just because that's the way it's been forever, if there's really no good reason to put a barrier in there. I would think that when you see 6'8", 270-pound guys diving for loose balls, flying over the top of children and women and dudes holding chicken fingers and beers and sodas and things like that over and over and over again, and maybe a knee colliding with someone's head, that it wouldn't be the dumbest thing to have something up there, but maybe that would stop people from diving for loose balls. And maybe that's what they want. They want some sort of controlled chaos in that manner. But basketball, to me, is the weirdest, not so much from that perspective, but it just seems like you have access to injure people. You're too close. And if you want to wreak havoc upon whatever team that you're watching, you probably could in some way. But they've gotten away with it over the years. It is what it is. Things aren't changing. Those seats are go for gobs and gobs of money, and that's probably what it all comes down to. Yes, it's ridiculous. Have you ever seen a ticket price for the first or second row at an NBA game? It's insane what those people spend. More power to them.
Yes.
One sport that really throws caution to the wind.
Yes.
Is cycling. And in particular, our friends over in France at the Tour de France, in which people are riding machines that are going 30 to 70 miles an hour or whatever.
In amazingly close proximity.
On these tiny, tiny roads. And here are these Francophiles just sitting there drinking their champagne and within inches of these people.
Yes.
And many wanting to do bits.
Boy, the bits are heavy. Because they know
French
that
the
cameras are on them. And that is what happened Saturday, the opening day of the tour, as they are riding in northern France to Paris.
This is out of a freaking comedy movie.
Yeah.
This can't be real.
Yeah. First day, stage one, 123-mile course. Midway through the race, about 50, 60 miles in, disaster struck. When a spectator, which turned out to be a woman, ready to show off her sign, homemade sign made of cardboard, she runs out in front of the peloton, sticks it straight out in front of the lead rider, and she knows exactly where the camera is positioned, and she's looking at the camera, and the sign simply says, in a mixture of French and German, "Go grandma and grandpa," as she's trying to get the attention of her grandparents.
Her grandparents were in the race?
They were not.
Opie and Omi?
Opie and Omi. And as she does this, she doesn't realize that the sign is sticking out far enough to where one of the riders has to literally go straight through it. Imagine a football team coming out for out of the tunnel or whatever, busting through a sign.
In high school.
Right. This is what this appeared to be, but they're going 30 miles an hour at the time, and the guy had no room to move out of the way because he would have, you know, mashed into somebody else right next to him, and so he has to just kind of tense up and plow through it. Of course, it knocks him off balance. He ends up falling, and then there, thank God the guy's not dead.
Dude, that looks like the most terrifying moment when you fall in front of 100 speeding bikes.
And twisted metal
landing on your head.
Ran over this guy in droves to where, again, it looked like some scene out of a war. And as the writer said, it felt like that. The closest thing that they would get to battle, because there were dozens and dozens of bikes laying on the ground, piled on top of each other because of this idiot lady who stuck her sign out there. And
for grandma,
for grandma and grandpa, Blake said blood was everywhere. And here's this one dude laying at the bottom of the pile, holding onto the football as everybody else trying to rip it out of him.
It reminded me of when the band got misdirected in Animal House at the end, and they all went down right, that alley and just crunched into right. the wall.
The sousaphone yep. goes into the, yeah.
Guy bends his trombone. Right.
So, anyway, chaos erupts, and officials, you know, ambulance, everything is just running to the scene. Well, what does this lady do who held the sign up? She pulls a Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs and just kind of drops her business card and spins away.
All right.
Not a bad play.
I was going to say, of all the parts of the story, that's the one part I can understand.
Yeah.
If I am not going to stand around and apologize for this. I've got to go.
Because it took me two or three watches to even zone in on what happened, zero in on what actually happened.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know what you're looking for, you're like, how the hell did this happen? And by the third watch, I'm like, okay, it started on the left side. Holy crap, that guy clipped a sign. So she probably, I mean, had she stuck around and they all immediately found out it was her, that could have been...
Yeah, you don't want to be
she
there.
She could have gotten her butt kicked real bad.
You don't want to be around. So step one.
But she knew.
Don't screw up in one of the most famous races in the world, like by yourself, with a cardboard sign for grandma and grandpa. Like, there's so many things. Like, I'm thinking to myself, shouldn't a cardboard sign be something that you could ride through? Now, trust me, I'm not in any way validating her behavior. It's horrible. I'm just surprised that a piece of cardboard that is not being supported on both sides could cause this.
I mean, you see him, though. He hits it, and he just swerved like 2 inches.
Doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't. And I think
you're going 30.
And he knows the close proximity that one false move could cause a pile up, and so he's probably tense and on edge, and so it probably doesn't take much to distract him.
Imagine this.
Here's no way am I victim blaming.
Here's a good comp. Imagine Usain Bolt, who runs about 27 miles an hour. Imagine him running and. As he is at his apex, as he is at the, 90 meters, and he kind of runs into something with his right shoulder, how that would knock him off kilter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And these dudes that are on a piece of machinery, you just move 1 inch to the left or right when you're not expecting it, and then you have nowhere to go.
The margin is very, very small.
You can't go left, you can't go right, and you just eat it.
Absolutely. And I just wondered, was the sign made out of like steel or something at first? Like, what? How could that cause it? But of course, you're right. It doesn't take much at that speed and at that proximity. So she bolted the country?
Like a thief in the night. So here's the, not funny, but the Tour de France, the vice president of the Tour de France, Pierre-Yves Thouol, says, we are suing this woman.
Okay.
We are suing her. We are doing this so that the tiny minority of people who do this don't spoil the show for everyone. Here's the problem. They know she's German. They know the following about her. She was wearing glasses. She was dressed in blue jeans, red and white striped sweater, yellow jacket, and she had the sign. Other than that, she looks like there's no description. Like, you can't. Someone knows who she is, obviously.
Of course.
But it's like dude.
Like her grandparents.
Yeah, I would start with the grandparents.
Are they going to turn in her? The grandparents?
Well, this
like
is
like Crime Stoppers.
This is a real question about the integrity of your grandparents.
And she didn't kill anyone. She knocked a couple of riders out of the race, which cost them millions in sponsorships.
So,
and all
so
that.
Yeah, okay. Well, what are the after effects?
Well, hang on. So a couple.
How many collarbones are broken?
There was another crash later on that day, which a lot of the riders say they were so beaten
rattled.
By the first crash.
Yeah.
That there was another crash that was equally as bad, but it knocked a couple of riders out completely. And then the injuries that they had to deal with, some saying that they're not going to be the same the rest of the race because of cardboard sign lady. So she bails on the scene. She flew back to Germany. And as they say right now, she is completely untraceable.
Amazing. Are we rooting?
Untraceable.
Are we rooting for her?
Just look for the sign.
I think she might have dropped it.
Oh, she's not holding it still?
Yeah, she didn't check it at the airport.
Yeah.
like Norm's draft board.
Yeah, she took Southwest where signs fly free.
So what are the odds that this woman, and here we are, we're 3 days later. That's a long time, especially in this world that we live in, where this woman has disappeared like Jason Bourne.
Look, they found Bin Laden. They'll find her.
Crazy.
And
would
then she's
going
to get sued.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think the kind of dough she has with her cheap-ass cardboard sign? She didn't have anything.
She couldn't even get a real one made at Fast Signs.
She didn't have a pot to pee in. Sue her.
God, thanks, Grandpa. Ain't got a pot to pee in. Jeez.
All she wanted to do is say what's up to Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah,
what
okay.
What a weird agenda.
The thing is, and that should tell you, now you have an age, because she does look, if you look at the photo, the glasses she's wearing, I mean, she looks like a something out of Laugh-In or something. I mean, she looks like she's in disguise. She really does.
Maybe they should be looking for a he.
Okay. I don't think so, but maybe you're right. But the fact that she was able to just disappear like this, some spare-ass woman with a sign, would you turn yourself in? Would you be like...
My conscience is so guilty if I know I've done something bad, but still...
The world is not changing.
You get out in front of this, because if they catch you in a year, you just look worse from running from it. Don't ever run from it. Run into it. Lean into it.
What if this becomes her bit and she has a bit of a...
Now, if you'd asked me that 20 years ago, totally different story.
Like the guy that always was, he got in the NBA All-Star layup line and he teed off at the Masters.
Right.
What was that guy's name? He had the curly hair and...
A legend, but like, we can't remember his name.
In the 80s when the NBA was peaking. With Magic and Bird and Jordan and all that, dude just walks on. I think it was like the Boston Garden or something like that.
Like, what if she shows up at the Indy 500 next with another cardboard sign?
Or maybe she has her own car.
Or the Boston Marathon. Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Wait a second.
We can't stop her all over the world.
The greatest cloak and dagger woman ever.
But it's always like the John 3:16 wig guy. This has the grandma and grandpa sign lady just... causing havoc worldwide with our sports.
As she's in an F1 race, just flying to the finish line.
Another
holding
pile up! Megatron trips over her sign and tears an ACL.
You're right, yeah.
She must be stopped. That's crazy.
It is.
The footage of that is absolutely crazy, to a point where, are there only 3 bikes left in the Tour de France?
Seriously,
how can she knock out everybody?
It literally looks like 100-plus bicycles. Trash.
So they've got like...
You're telling me that it knocked only 2 people out of the race?
Yeah, for good.
I mean, those bikes have got to be so particularly set up that even just the slightest ding, you think, would throw them completely
their
off.
Their teams are behind it with new bikes.
I mean,
and all the raspberries on legs and knees now.
Oh, God. And they said that the moans and groans...
In French.
There's nothing more painful than a bike wreck.
I don't think they're all French. French.
A little hanky.
Yeah. We give up. Well, if you know
bike wrecks suck, man, because there's no protection.
That's the thing. That's what's going to happen is full pads now. They're all going to wear football uniforms from now on.
Looking like Richard Dent driving a bike.
You remember the time when my 6 or 15-year-old... I had to leave the show because I got a call from my 15-year-old kid who had broken his arm in a bike wreck.
Ugh.
Like, went to the hospital, he's there, and his radius and ulna are at a 90-degree angle just hanging. He was on a bicycle.
Like a regular old just bike?
Yeah. Steering with one hand and texting a girl with the other and hit a pothole.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
There's a lesson to be learned.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't learn it.
Well, let's clean up the Tour de France once and for all.
Yeah, I'm sick of this.
Let's get to the bottom. Enough of these grandma and grandpa shout-outs ruining our races.
You think Craig was bummed that he wasn't working on Monday, that he couldn't talk about this?
Yeah, what's going on with him? Is he okay?
I would imagine.
Need to check on him?
He has already flown to Germany to search for this woman.
I'll find her.
She's ruined his 2 weeks or however long this race is.
That crazy bitch with the sign.
I'll find you.
Community Quick Hits coming up next.
We hear about these stories in Mexico all the time, but boy, it's strange when it hits close to home.
So yesterday we did the story of the Tour de France woman who held the sign up
to Omi and Opie.
Yep. It said, go grandma and grandpa. And one of the riders, she held it out as the peloton was approaching. And one of the lead riders ran right through the sign, a la football player running out of the tunnel, and immediately swerved and immediately went down in a heap. And then, oh, I don't know, 50 riders behind him crashed into him and rolled in over him. Yeah, I don't even know what the total number was. It was carnage, though. As they said, there was blood and moaning and twisted steel all over the road. And that woman who held the sign up, she just walked away.
She disappeared.
Like a thief in the night. And
poof, she was gone.
They had assumed that she was of German descent.
Because of the sign. It was a combination of French and German.
Yes. And the Tour de France said, we are going to sue this woman for ruining our race.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what it means, but they were hopping mad, and they just wanted to, I think, set some sort of precedent where if anybody ever thought about doing something like this again.
Saying I'm grandma and grandpa with
yeah,
a sign
with a big,
that would
giant,
cause a huge
yeah,
crash.
Like a chalkboard that ran across the length of the road, that they were going to go to prison. And so they said they were going to sue, and we thought, man, this woman just disappeared. She was wearing not a costume, but she was wearing enough to, or I guess not enough, you couldn't identify her. Like, she had big glasses on, she had a hat, she had
some yellow raincoat.
Yeah,
thing.
Like, you couldn't even tell. If you didn't know her very, very personally, she could walk through anywhere and no one would know.
Well, they found out this is a woman, and she is 30 years old.
Really?
Yeah, only 30 years old. So when they were doing, you know, kind of pooling their investigative measures, it was quoted, a spokesman for the Finisterre police force said, the spectator who caused the accident left the scene before the arrival of investigators. She did not have far to travel to get to the race and clearly knew how to escape after causing so much damage. So that they feel like she knew the lay of the land, that she was probably local. Well, she ended up turning herself in.
Yeah, that's today. And that was the question yesterday to you guys. Would you turn yourselves in? I think I definitely would.
Of course.
Like, what's the point? Eventually, you're going to get found out. Someone's going to turn you in. Someone's going to recognize you. And you look better getting ahead of this yourself.
Yeah, she surrendered at a police station. And she is accused of involuntary causing injury and putting the lives of others at risk. I guess that's a charge. Which is punishable with a fine of around $1,700.
Yeah, I was
and she faces up to a year in jail.
She ain't going
according
to, jail.
To the Daily Mail, Bob, your favorite publication.
I don't know if you can trust them, but I would say.
Well, I'm reading this out of the New York Post, so.
Oh, okay.
Let's have
well,
some fun.
There's one you can trust. I mean, in the end, you would have to at least admit it seems like an incredibly damaging but also innocent mistake. Yes. She did not go in there planning on this.
This was not a sinister act.
She's
no.
dumber than a box of ding-dongs for doing this.
Therefore, you turn yourself in and you're like, look, I feel horrible about this. I haven't been able to sleep. I'm sleeping even less than Bob, who's worked up about Giannis' knee. I need to try to make this right. I'm sorry. I know there's no way to make it right, but you're not going to sue me for anything. I barely own my coffee maker. What are you going to get?
I know. It is unbelievable, though. Like, when you see this still photo before you hit play on the, whatever you see this crash on, look at where she's standing.
She's having the time of her life.
She is.
Biggest smile on her face. And I mean, and she is 2 or 3 feet. Her right foot is in the road. It is literally in the road. There are riders coming at her by the hundreds within feet. And she is standing there with a sign right in front of him. Like, it's the stupidest thing ever.
Incident this most resembles.
The Hindenburg?
Steve Bartman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the guy's having...
Hang on.
What?
Was taking a shot.
The Hindenburg.
I don't know.
He passed.
Has anyone said Hindenburg and Steve Bartman back to back?
Don't you think, though, she's just like Bartman? He's there with his Walkman. He's having the time of his life. And in an instant, a moment of I mean, with him, he's just trying to catch a ball at a ball game. What's more wholesome than that?
I know.
She's trying to say hi to her grandparents. Now,
she had no idea they were behind her.
He might have cost.
Oh, yeah, she did.
He might have cost the Cubs a World Series. She might have caused a massive crash and maybe some broken collarbones. But in the end.
But there are dudes that are eliminated from the race because of this.
No. Look.
With millions of dollars at stake and sponsors and all that.
Innocent accidents have ramifications, and that's bad, and maybe you make her pick up trash for a couple days, but you're not sending her to jail for a year for having a sign to grandma and grandpa. Like, it's dumb. It's just not a devious act to put her amongst criminals.
What if the sign didn't say in French, "Watch me screw this race up"?
Yeah. What if Giannis, though...
It'd have been better if it did.
No, don't bring Giannis into this. No. You're not going to do that.
No, I'm not.
No, Corby, I veto. You go ahead.
I'm saying, what if he would have dived into the crowd and, you know, how they always, like, you know, they'll get out of the way, but they've got their arms up trying to hold him up. What if a guy would have just punched him in the throat as he's diving into the Atlanta crowd?
Well, now you have intent and a devious act and should be punished accordingly.
Well, he's coming at me.
No, you can't claim that Giannis started the fight.
He ran after me.
No.
He was diving at me.
In her case, if we can find out she had an axe to grind with whatever German writer was going by her at the time and she tried to clothesline him, then we have a crime. This is an accident.
I saw a large, what appeared to be foreign man flying at me. I was acting in self-defense.
You leave the Greek freak out of this. Let's just focus on the French woman here who now has a clean conscience.
God, but she's
facing the authorities who are no doubt smoking as they're trying to get her to admit to a crime
she bummed a cigarette
mean
from
to commit.
With the lone light bulb hanging from the wire.
Yes. She's going through a horrible time right now, but
is someone going to pick up the tab for her? Because they're going to make her pay. Somebody has to pay something.
You can't stay on the lam. $1,700.
This woman doesn't have. I'm telling you right now, she does not have $1,700.
She made that cool sign.
That's the funny thing.
Out of cardboard and a Sharpie.
Well,
cool sign.
The Tour de France, though, is going to sue her.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will sue.
Like, we'll challenge her to a duel. Like, they take
slap
off their
her
gloves.
With a white glove.
Yes. Like, come on, you guys are all idiots. Hey, like, look, it's bad. Don't screw up the race again.
Yeah.
But maybe, just maybe, and I know this is incredibly impractical, but maybe the race could consider the idea of crowd control.
You think?
I'm just throwing this out there. If you have the wherewithal to sue a lady who thought she could step a little closer than she should, maybe grab a couple and maybe volunteers on the French countryside, and you give them spools of little twine, and you just kind of make a boundary for these high-speed racers that are going by.
I'd bet a decent amount of money that moving forward that will be status quo over there, that they will set up some type of barrier.
How do you do it? You're talking about
hundreds of miles.
You can't do it.
I know, but there's not this size of a crowd lined up for every meter of this race.
Yeah,
there's high congestion areas, I'm sure, and those will probably necessitate some, I don't know, revamped crowd control measures, I would think.
We can fix this.
I got a text from Matt Birmingham.
What'd he say?
He said,
"You want to fight Ronda Rousey?"
He said, "I said Hindenburg the exact same time as you. You're not alone." I don't know if that makes me feel good or bad.
All right, let's do E! News, shall we?
Hey, America's favorite rapist is out of jail.